Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by DirectGov. You can access DirectGov on the web, on your mobile or on your television. On Wednesday the 20th of October 2010, Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne presented the government's spending review to Parliament, setting out the spending plans for each government's department over the next 4 years. In this podcast, we'll take a look at what spending reviews are, what their purpose is, and how this year's spending challenge fits into the announcements made. Spending reviews. Spending reviews are the way that governments set spending plans for each department over a period of several years. Departmental spending covers the full range of government activities. It includes defence and welfare payments, business support and environmental protection, as well as the funding of schools and hospitals. The budget in June set out the overall level of public spending across the whole government for the 4 years from 2011-2012 to 2014-2015. The spending review will allocate that overall spending level to individual departments. Before the start of the next financial year in April 2011, each department will publish details of how its new budget will change the activities and services that it delivers. Bridging the deficit. The yearly gap between the government's income and its spending is known as the deficit. The deficit has grown in size over the last few years. This is because government spending increased, but income from taxation, national insurance, and excise duties remained level, or even dropped, due to the recession. The deficit last year was £155 billion, so this is the amount of money the government had to borrow to be able to pay for its spending last year. In June, the government said the deficit will be paid back by 2014-2015. Increases in taxation, like the increase in VAT to 20% in January, will help reduce the deficit. However, spending will have to be brought down as well. The June budget announced some specific cost reduction measures. These include £11 billion of savings from welfare reforms and a 2-year pay freeze for most public servants. Consulting about spending, the Spending Challenge. Earlier this year, the government launched the Spending Challenge website to give everyone the chance to shape the way government works and to provide ideas on tackling the deficit. The website is now closed, but over 100,000 suggestions were received from public sector workers and members of the public. Alongside this, ministers visited people across the country to hear ideas and opinions firsthand. Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information on what was announced on the 20th of October 2010, you can download the Spending Review 2010 Main Announcements podcast, available in DirectGov's iTunes feed, or visit www.direct.gov.uk/spendingreview.